I know. Fusion's the same way, man. It doesn't care. But, well, my opinion is, is anybody using your system? You know, what's going on with the people up there? You have a group of guys that are using your repeater over there? You know, that's the thing. You know, if it's going to interfere with people using it, then I would say not to turn it off. But, you know, if it's not going to, just make it. Is there anybody up there that has visual equipment? Are guys in your area on DMR? Are guys in your area using your repeater on DMR or D-Star? If not, then, you know, what are you doing anyways? You know, that's the whole thing is you built a repeater and then there's nobody on it because nobody wants to spend the money for digital gear. That's what happened in New York to a few of our repeaters. You know, we went digital and nobody wanted to move over to digital. So they're on the other side talking on analog and then we don't even hear them. We get on them and we start crushing them on digital modes and they get all pissed off and then they stop talking on the repeater. So then you lose all your people. So I don't know what to tell you, honestly. I like digital. I like digital repeaters. I like DMR for a repeater, but I don't want it to be hooked into C-Bridge. I don't want to be on all the talk groups. I like local DMR machines like they have in Florida. There's one the guys over here talk on down in Florida that goes all the way from Key West up to Daytona Beach, maybe even further than that, maybe at Delray. And it's all linked together. But it's not going through the talk groups. It only has two talk groups on the machine. And I don't think most of the guys don't only use the one. And he probably keeps the other one for his own private crew.